Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Jim Thornton. Our top local story, a CHP motorcycle officer is in the hospital after crashing during a high-speed crash in the Northridge area. A highway patrol spokesperson tells KNX the injuries are not life-threatening. The driver kept on going, but later ditched the car and ran into a Northridge apartment complex. Officers have set up a perimeter around the complex right now.
Could be devastating to California. A previously dormant fault line shows signs of life now and could cause a magnitude 8 quake in Southern California.
Apparently, the fault line out in the Mojave called Garlock has not moved since record keeping began, but now it has, apparently in reaction to the recent Ridgecrest quake.
Well, this is a pretty big regional structure. It's about almost 200 miles long, I would say.
Zachary Ross studies the fault. He's a professor of geophysics at Caltech.
We hadn't really seen this fault do almost anything in the past, so having kind of new observations like this was a bit surprising.
No one, of course, can predict when, if, this fault will bring about a major quake, but it is a ticking time bomb in the desert. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom says everyone should download the new statewide earthquake early warning app.
We feel we are on the leading and cutting edge in terms of the ability to utilize this technology, but it is only as good as you. You download that app, we now have another point of contact, and we are now all part of this remarkable capacity to iterate, to experiment, to advance science in real time to make us all more safe.
The app will send an alert for a quake 4.0 or greater. The app debuts on the 30th anniversary of the destructive 6.9 Loma Prieta quake that hit the Bay Area. Firefighters are dealing with the now 8-day-old Saddle Ridge fire, and they're concerned about a significant change in the weather that could lead to reignition of flames in portions of that brush zone.
After several days of mild winds and increasing humidity that allowed containment level around the fire to reach 56%, L.A. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says the winds are returning with a vengeance in the next 3 days.
Well, we expect the strongest winds to be Thursday, which is today, and Saturday night. So gusts generally 30 to 50 mile per hour, certainly through different corridors in Santa Ynez and Santa Clarita and the valley and mountain areas.
What concerns firefighters the most is that you have open line with the possibility of smoldering embers in the brush to the north, northeast, and a small portion of the western flank of the fire. Now, if winds pick up embers and carry them to either heavy brush or trees that didn't burn in the original fire or outside the fire zone into fresh brush, firefighters could wind up chasing a blaze one more time. For that reason, roughly 850 firefighters are going to be staying on station here, perhaps until the middle of next week. At the Fire Command Center at Hanson Dam, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Medicine's put more than 10,000 Southern California customers on notice. Their power could be cut off because of the winds and concerns about fires. Affected areas include parts of L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. Gusts up to 50 miles per hour expected today. Lois Pitter Bruce of Edison tells KNX they're relying on hour-by-hour monitoring to decide whether the outages are going to go ahead.
This is a precautionary measure. You know, we really do understand that this is an inconvenience. It's difficult. It presents challenges. And, you know, no, it's not a thing that we do lightly. This is given great thought. We try and target as small a number of customers as we can.
The numbers could grow with the windy conditions lasting into next week. More than 6,500 customers in Santa Barbara County, they have also been warned.
Is shutting off the power really the right way to go? It is one way to keep a faulty power line from starting a wildfire. Trouble is, it might be too late by that point. And then there's the hassle to thousands and thousands of people, even in areas that aren't in danger of burning. Char Miller is the director of environmental analysis at Pomona College, and he tells KNX In Depth SoCal Edison is at least a little better than PG&E in this regard.
In part because I think it's got a more robust system that they actually can make more targeted blackouts than PG&E apparently has been able to do.
He says the two biggest power companies in the state would do well to look at how San Diego does things with a better ability to target danger areas. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can hear the complete interview on KNX In Depth.
The LAPD has arrested a suspect in connection with two sexual assaults. The man allegedly offered to provide a ride to two separate inebriated women outside a nightclub at a price lower than a typical Uber or Lyft. He then allegedly raped them. Detectives have released a photo of the suspect, David Sherman, who drives a large black SUV in hopes of other possible victims coming forward. Police also warn people use caution when using a ride-sharing service and verify the identity of the driver.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.